Chapter 21. All to Cooperate.
A good beginning has been made in the sale of Christ's object lessons. What is needed now is an earnest, united effort to complete the work that has been so well begun. In the Scriptures we read, "Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord," Romans 12, verse 11. Every branch of God's cause is worthy of diligence, but nothing could be more deserving than this enterprise at this time. A decided work is to be done in accomplishing God's plan. Let every stroke tell for the Master in the selling of Christ's object lessons. Let all who possibly can join the workers. From the success of the efforts already made, we see that it is far better to obey God's requirements today than to wait for what we might think a more favorable season. We must become men and women of God's opportunity, for great responsibilities and possibilities are within the reach of all who have enlisted for life service under Christ's banner. God calls us to action, that our educational institutions may be freed from debt. Let God's plan be worked out after His own order. The present is an opportunity which we cannot afford to lose. We call upon all our people to help to the utmost of their ability just now. We call upon them to do a work that will be pleasing to God in purchasing the book. We ask that every available means be used to assist in its circulation. We call upon the presidents of our conferences to consider how they can forward this enterprise. We call upon our ministers, as they visit the churches, to encourage men and women to go out as canvassers and to make a decided forward movement in the path of self-denial by giving a part of their earnings for the help of our schools. A general movement is needed, and this must begin with individual movements. In every church, let every member of every family make determined efforts to deny self and to help forward the work. Let the children act a part. Let all cooperate. Let us do our best at this time to render to God our offering, to carry out His specified will, and thus make an occasion for witnessing for Him and His truth in a world of darkness. The lamp is in our hands. Let its light shine forth brightly. Young men, you who think of entering the ministry, take up this work. The handling of the book placed in your hands by the Lord is to be your educator. In improving this opportunity, you will certainly advance in a knowledge of God and of the best methods for reaching the people. The Lord calls for young men and women to enter His service. The youth are receptive, fresh, ardent, hopeful. When once they have tasted the blessedness of self-sacrifice, they will not be satisfied unless they are constantly learning of the great teacher. The Lord will open ways before those who will respond to His call. Bring into the work an earnest desire to learn how to bear responsibilities. With strong arms and brave hearts, go forth into the conflict which all must enter, a conflict that will grow more and more severe as we approach the closing struggle.